Daily Rest, Wednesday, September 13th, 2023. He waters the hills from his upper chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of your works. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle and vegetation for the service of man, that he may bring food from the earth. Psalm 104, verses 13 and 14. It is God who provides for his creation. Throughout history, different people have used a variety of means to try to make it rain. Some have appealed to a variety of gods. Others have held special dances. Others have made some sort of sacrifice. All this is done in the hopes of having the heavens open up and shower upon them the means to have their crops grow and their lives sustained. Of course, none of these methods help anything. They only show an ignorance of the true God who provides for all of creation. The psalm writer recognized this when he said in our verses for today that he waters the hills from his upper chambers. Our God has created the systems of nature which we see in our world and also keeps them going. Because of the goodness of the Lord, the earth is satisfied with the fruit of your works. Whether someone recognizes it or not, it is the Lord who continues to bless the earth by watering it and making things grow and flourish. Whether one is a believer or not, our gracious and loving God continues to provide. As we see all of the things that the Lord provides for his creation, we see a witness of our God's care for us and for all people. Of all the many things which God provides for us, the greatest by far is his gift of salvation. Through the redemption worked by the sacrifice of our Savior Jesus, God has provided for our eternal life. Because of him, we are truly satisfied with the fruit of your works. Heavenly Father, thank you for your many physical blessings which we receive from your bountiful goodness. Cause us to see your love for us in how you provide for us, especially in the salvation which we have in Christ. Amen.